back to Believers Academy and the series Understanding God's Gift of Restoration. My name is Joy and this is Lesson 3, Two Sides of Restoration. The subject of restoration is so important to God and to us. We were once lost apart from our Father God, but He made a way for us to be found in Him. In fact, He wanted us back in His family. Now, let's look at two sides of restoration. Let's look at the side that's legal. God has laws and rules with which He governs His kingdom. And God keeps His own rules. He never breaks His own rules. God does not operate against His own nature. The law we are dealing with in this lesson is a law of sin and death. God does not and cannot allow sin in His kingdom. That's why Adam and Eve were removed from the Garden of Eden and lost the connection to the life of God. They sinned. They chose to disobey God. God wanted mankind back in His kingdom, but all the descendants of Adam and Eve were affected by their sin. The law stated that before man could be accepted back into His kingdom, he would have to be punished, and the punishment for sin is death. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." If man were punished, he would be dead and still could not enter the kingdom of God. So, God had a plan. He would send His Son to earth to be born of a virgin. That way, the Son would be a human, but would not inherit Adam's sinful nature through human conception. This Son would demonstrate the love of God to help man and tell about God's plan to deliver man from sin. Then, God would put all the punishment for all man's sin on His Son. The Son would take man's guilt and endure the punishment, and man would be forgiven and could be legally free to enter into the kingdom of God. And that's what happened. Jesus came to earth as a baby, was born of a virgin named Mary, grew up and demonstrated the love of God to anyone who would receive it. He told everyone of God's plan to save them and restore them back into the kingdom of God. Then Jesus died on the cross, condemned with all the sins of the whole world, past, present, and future. He was punished for our sins. He suffered for our sickness and disease. After 3 days, God raised Jesus from the dead. The debt was paid. Legally, man can now be restored into the kingdom of God. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, you're now released from the power of Satan and free to serve God, if you'll receive it. It's done. Our sins are already forgiven. Everything that separated us from God has been removed. That's why God calls us righteous. We are right with God in Christ. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, we legally have the right to be children of God. We have the right to enjoy God's life and His gifts. We are healed, delivered, set free from sin and the devil. We have the right to live free from the curse that is in the earth. We have the right to use God's power everywhere we go. God has made all these things available to us. He is not holding anything back from us. Ephesians 2:6 says, "For He raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus." God sees you alive without sin and seated in heaven with Jesus because of what Jesus did when He died, was buried, and rose again from the dead. Legally, you are saved. You have been made righteous by God's grace and you are loved. Ephesians 2:4 through 5 says, "But God is so rich in mercy and He loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved." Once you are saved, you have been made righteous in Him. This gives you the same standing as Jesus with the authority of His name and the power of His blood. When God restores, He goes above and beyond. We have been restored back to Him with a greater authority and standing than Adam had originally. So now, what is life like after being saved? This is the other side of restoration, the life more abundant side. How do we live out the abundant life? The good news is you don't have to figure it out by yourself. Jesus wants you to succeed in every area of life. God is always ready to teach, train, guide, and counsel you so you know what is available from Him. In addition, you have been given power and complete protection, the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, to withstand and defeat any attack of the enemy. God wants to give you His wisdom, His understanding, and His guidance to make good decisions. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." God planned our restoration and did what was necessary to make that plan legal. Now we continue God's plan of restoration by receiving all the things God has for us. If in any area you don't choose God's plan, you hinder your ability in that area to receive fully His supply. By the power of our choice in choosing His way of receiving, we set ourselves up for the best success. He does not force you to do or to take anything. It's up to you to choose to receive a life of victory. Now, if you're ready to put your faith to work and receive all that God has provided for you, please pray this prayer together with us. Father God, please reveal to us who we are and what we are in Christ. We will read and study your word. We will listen to your leading. We will receive these things by faith, act on them, and put them into our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have completed lesson 3, Two Sides of Restoration, of the series Understanding God's Gift of Restoration. Be sure to download the study documents and come back for lesson 4, How to Live This New Life. We have more to share with you. Until next time, remember, Jesus is Lord.